Looking for Love by Rosie Harris. Read by Neris Hughes. Chapter 1. Abby Martin knew she ought to be in bed and asleep, but tomorrow, Sunday, would be the 18th of July 1926, and it would be her 11th birthday. And she couldn't sleep for worrying about whether or not she would be getting the wooden hoop she'd set her heart on. If she didn't get one this year, then she'd be too old to have one at all. Her friend Sandra Lewis, who lived in the same street, had a lovely red hoop, and Abby had begged her mummy to buy her a blue one. Then, when they played together, they wouldn't have to take it in turns to share Sandra's. They'd be able to run races, or bowl them along side by side, and pretend they were riding bikes, or that they were sitting alongside one another in a posh motor car. "You can think yourself lucky if you get a new pair of shoes for your birthday," her mammy had said caustically. "We've not got money to waste on rubbish like hoops. It's all right for Sandra. Her dad's in regular work, and so is her mam." "I wish my dad would come home," Abby murmured wistfully. "What dad?" Ellen Martin snapped. "You never even knew the bugger. One look at you and he was off. He skedaddled when you were only a couple of days old. He said he was off to join the army, and that was the last any of us ever heard of him."
"Father Patrick said he still might come back one day, if we all pray hard enough," Abby said, her lower lip trembling.
"Share up with your daft talk," Ellen's mouth tightened, and the wrinkles around her dull brown eyes increased. "He's gone for good, and after all this time, I wouldn't even give him house room if he came home and stood on the doorstep and begged me to take him in."
Abby looked at her mother wide-eyed. How could she say that? She wondered. If her dad ever did come back, then she was sure her mammy would...